This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That drove somebody to open fire on people who were just at a mall on Saturday. That's what's being talked about. Besides that, you have also a crazy situation in Texas where a group of people were at a bus stop, and this was in Brownsville, Texas, and they were hit by an SUV. Many of them were migrants because it was across the street from a migrant processing shelter. So a crazy weekend for some serious, sad stories. And especially when you look at what happened at that mall and you saw the familiar picture of people running from a shooter and trying to escape with their lives. 8 people dead, 3 people still in the hospital, a slew of people injured. And this was just a suburban outdoor mall outside of Dallas. And it turns out that the 33-year-old Mauricio Garcia, who was killed by a police officer who was nearby, who took him out as soon as he could, thank goodness, because I'm sure he saved lives. There were others that quickly got to the scene, but he immediately took them down. But now it's about picking up the pieces from that in this city of Allen of 105,000 people, give or take, just 20 miles outside of the city, and the chaos of being out there scrambling for cover. And now it's about the shell casings and picking them up. There were so many, the shattered glass and all the cars that were left over, people coming back to get them and making sense of what is senseless. And you had crosses that are of the people who were killed that were put outside of the mall. And you have people leaving flowers and what we see when this kind of thing happens. And in this investigation where they just are starting to look at all the social media and all the ramblings of this guy, what is the motive? He showed interest in white supremacist and neo-Nazi news and had a patch on his chest that said RWDS. So where are we, people? Once again, Kate Delaney, thank you so much for sailing along with me in these choppy seas that we are navigating lately. And I say this show is the no drone zone, and we talk about what's really being talked about in your backyard and mine, and this is being talked about all over the place. Did you hear about the shooting in Texas? Did you hear it was at a mall? Can you imagine? You can't help but then wonder, what would I do in that place if I just was shopping, or what would you do if that happened and you were with family? And of course the answer is immediately move, immediately figure something out as quickly as possible and know where you can exit, because it is that off in the distance or closer to you pop, pop, pop sound, and that's what people describe always. And that's what it was. Luckily, the police officer heard the shots, located where the gunshots were, neutralized the shooter, and took the threat down. And that's a good thing, that he was there close by and could do that as quickly as possible. So you had victims that died at the scene. You had people that were transported to the hospitals. You had a couple of people who died a short time after they were taken to the hospital. You have people still in critical condition. You have others that are in fair condition. And it's another horrific tragedy in our country. So he acted alone, they believe, and they're talking to witnesses. They're looking at all the video. They were calling for video because people had some video of what happened. And what they could see, he pulled up in a car and they jumped out of the car and then started to open fire. And you had other people in some of the shops that quickly tried to hide people or get them out the back door, and people that were scared to death because they were trying to reach the people they care about, knowing that they were shopping and knowing that that was on their list of where they were going. There was helicopters all over the place, over the skies of that mall. And it happens a week after a gunman opened fire on neighbors in Cleveland, Texas, killing five people, including a nine-year-old boy. This time, a five-year-old boy dies in the mall shooting. And, you know, it's the mayor of Allen, Texas, issued a statement promising support to the victims of families, and he said it's a proud and safe city, which made the attack more shocking. He said, we want all of the victims and their families impacted by the tragedy to know that we will wrap our arms around you and we are here for you. And then what other reaction do you have? You have Texas Senator Ted Cruz saying that he and his wife are praying for the victims. Then you have Representative Keith Self, a Republican who represents the congressional district where Allen is located, who tweeted out a statement offering prayers to the victims and their families and law enforcement. And he said, in an interview, those are people that don't believe in Almighty God who is absolutely in control of our lives. I'm a Christian. I believe that this, you know, with all my heart, that there is a beyond in this discussion about how many with prayers, and prayers weren't working because, you know, people always say, oh, prayers. So he was point blank asked about that. And, you know, then you had Texas State Senator Roland Gutierrez, who represents Uvalde, who went to social media and went after lawmakers who resist any kind of gun reform. And he said, there's a special place in hell for people who watch all this happen and choose to do nothing, and then put the hashtag blood on their hands. So there's massive, massive discussion, of course, about this, about should there be an assault ban, what better gun checks, all of that. And that's not going to go away because of all the things that certainly we have pieced together in the last couple of weeks. But this is very strange. He parks, this gunman parks his Honda Accord outside the mall at about 3:30, and he starts shooting people walking on sidewalks outside the mall. So you have dash cam video that shows him getting out of the car and starting to shoot. And you can hear that there's three dozen shots that are being recorded on that video. And then just the stampede of shoppers who just started to run. And the other sad part of this is you had kids that were starting to get trampled because of the massive amount of people that started to run away from this. So there we are with that. Coming up, we go to the man cave. A lot happening in the world of sports. NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, the Kentucky Derby, and a few other things to mix in as well.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
The Man Cave, and I invite you all in as well. So it was the 149th running at Churchill Downs of the Kentucky Derby. Javier Castellano was the rider of the winner, Madge. And this horse, he said afterwards, he's a little horse with a big heart. It was the dream trip for any jockey. This was a jockey who's incredibly successful, who 16 times had run, though, in the Derby and not won the Derby. So this was a big, big win for him. It's a big win for Gustavo Delgado, Jr., owner and the assistant trainer of this horse. He said, "It's an amazing feeling. I have my entire family here. It's such an amazing feeling. Sometimes you have to follow your intuitions. That's what I did with this horse. I felt confident going into the race because my dad was the trainer. He was telling me step by step what I was doing with the horse. It was a masterpiece. Everything went according to plan. This is the dream." And wow, this was a horse that was in the back of the pack, 15-1 odds, that came down the stretch to win the thing. So it was a race of a lifetime. Now it's a question of, will the horse move on and take the second leg of the Triple Crown, which is the Preakness? It happens on May 20th. They're leaning in that direction, but it's not official yet. So it was a big Venezuelan deal here because you had trainer Gustavo Delgado and then his son, who you heard the quote from, Gustavo Delgado Jr., who, by the way, in picking up the colt, had orders not to spend more than $100,000 for a colt when he went to go to the sale to pick up a colt, right? And the son loved the quality of a colt in front of him named Madge. So he ignored his father's wishes, and he made the winning bid of $290,000. So he got the horse for that, And then, of course, this horse now is only its fourth race. It had won one out of three. So winner of just that one, like I said, that inexperience. And then to take charge and to charge to the front in that way, boy, this horse has made a lot of money for these people. More than $1.8 million so far. What would be really cool is, let's just say you were somebody who decided, oh, I'm just going to place a little old bet on this, plunk down $2. So if you put down $2, you would have gotten back a $32.42. That's what you would have gotten for that race. Mile and a quarter. Woo! That's nice. So a good derby, except for the, sadly, the other part of what happened at Churchill Downs, seven horses died. Various reasons. They're doing an investigation. So that was the really heavy side of what happened at Churchill Downs on a very, very big weekend. Two of the deaths happened on Saturday. So the total was seven. You had a trainer that was suspended ahead of the Derby after a couple of deaths. And this is the sad side of racing, and the conversation about what happened here. Was this just the timing of this? What is it? And we'll see what they come up with after the investigations into it a little bit further. I think all the situations were different with the horses, so it's going to be different scenarios across the board. This is a big deal. The NFL schedule being released. So some of the top matchups, the Chiefs and the Eagles, the opener, Thursday, September 7th, the rematch of the Super Bowl where the Chiefs narrowly beat the Eagles. So that'll be one to watch. And then you've got the Jets and the Patriots, and of course the Eagles, they're Thursday, September 7th. On the 10th, you have the Jets and the Patriots, and you have Aaron Rodgers, who now is a Jet. And then Monday, September 11th, the 49ers and the Cowboys. Thanksgiving Day, the triple header, Ravens versus the Steelers, Lions versus the Packers, Cowboys versus the Jets. And then, of course, the rest of the schedules are, I think, interesting, too. Like, in London, Jags versus the Panthers, Bills versus the Raiders, Titans versus the Seahawks. Even in Germany, the Chiefs during the season, Chiefs versus the Bears, Patriots versus the Saints. You know, there's more international that's going on. Christmas Day, if you celebrate Christmas, you open your presents, you get the Chiefs and the Bills. So that's pretty interesting. And for the first time, Black Friday is going to debut. And this is the Eagles and the Giants. So instead of shopping, maybe you're watching some football instead. NBA playoffs. Boy, Philly made it interesting today. Philly knocked off the Celtics 116-115 in overtime. So that series in the East semifinal, that one, is tied at two apiece. Fear the Beard, James Harden, 25-footer, boom, knocks it down. He was clutch again in a wild finish for the 76ers, who were lagging at points in this game and then came out ahead when they needed to. How about your Suns? A lot of people listening in Arizona asking me about what's going on with Phoenix, and they won. I talked about Devin Booker and how much I like him, and he had a great game, 36 points, 6 boards, 12 assists, 129-124 over Denver. Again, that series is tied at 2. Meanwhile, on Monday night, you have the Heat and the Knicks. Miami leads that series 2-1. The Warriors and the Lakers in L.A., the Lakers lead that series 2-1. And if you watched over the weekend, if you watched on Saturday, you saw the Heat easily knock off the Knicks. Final score at the buzzer was 105-86. And Jimmy Butler had a nice game, 28 points. The Lakers handily crushed the Warriors, 127-97. So that's what happened there. And, you know, there were just those moments where the Warriors went on, where the Lakers actually went on a good run, and the Warriors had no answers. I would say at points, where's the defense? Where's the defense? So it's been fun to watch, I think, these playoffs, for sure. In the NHL, I know that there aren't necessarily a ton of puck and stick fans out there in this audience, probably more NBA fans and definitely more NFL and college football fans. But the Devils beat the Hurricanes 8-4. The Devils are just dominant, and they're doing what they have to do with doubling up there. So the Carolina leads the series 2-1. Final in overtime, the Panthers crushed the Leafs. I think crushed the Leafs. They're crushing the Leafs 3-0. If you look at pure overall games, they beat them 3-2. And the Kraken, that's the real crusher. I love Kraken. The Kraken beat the Dallas Stars 7-2. Seattle leads that series two games to one. On Monday of the Golden Knights, that's the Vegas team taking on the Edmonton Oilers. That series is tied at one apiece. And as the playoffs continue to roll on, of course, the matchups I told you about, the Hurricanes and the Devils, they'll go at it on Wednesday. That's the first game, and then the Stars and the Kraken. I just love that name for Seattle. The Kraken, they go at it after that. So we're down to the nitty-gritty there, too, as well. In Major League Baseball, how about those Rays? Ever since I moved to Tampa, boy, they have been on fire. The Rays beat the Yankees 8-7. Normally, they don't have great attendance at Tropicana Field, less than 10,000. But there's a ton of Yankee fans, and there's a ton of Yankee fans who like to come down and go to the beach. So more than 35,000 people were at the Trop, and the Rays pulled it out in the end. And it was an exciting... It was an exciting finish for the Rays because the Yankees had a 6-run lead and they blew it. So it took 10 innings, but it worked. The fans for the Rays, anyway, went crazy. Yankee fans, yeah, not so excited about that final outcome, but a lot of people went to see it anyway, so that was huge, needless to say. And in that 10th, it was Mr. Isaac with the RBI single that nailed the deal. Patron, Patron, Patron. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Community members in North Texas are mourning the loss of 8 people killed in a shooting in an outdoor mall near Dallas on Saturday. The public gathered at the Cottonwood Creek Baptist Church in Allen for a prayer vigil Sunday evening to honor the victims. This as President Biden is urging Congress to put forth a bill banning assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Seven people were killed and a dozen others injured after a driver plowed into a crowd of migrants in front of a homeless shelter in Brownsville, Texas. Investigators say it appears the crash may have been intentional. Former President Trump won't testify at his New York civil rape trial. Both sides are expected to give closing arguments on Monday. Republican Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma tells ABC's This Week he's not ready to endorse anyone for president. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is a book that you're going to want to give to every woman in your life, seriously. I've had too many conversations about this, and it's so dangerous for women when they don't know their bodies. Victoria Monlock joins us here on Author's Corner with me, Kate Delaney, on America Tonight. She's an OBGYN. She's got a couple of books. We're talking about blossoming, becoming a woman, discover the secrets to balancing your hormones and your life. Let me say that again. Hormones and your life. And that is a real key here and a big signal as to what we're going to talk about. Victoria, thanks so much for coming on.
My pleasure. Thank you for the invitation.
What made you decide to write this book?
Well, teenagers are the forgotten woman, and they go through the beginning of their menstrual cycle. They have questions. A pediatrician's office is not set up to answer a lot of adolescent questions about abnormal periods and cramps. They're set up for well child exams. So they kind of get thrown birth control pills and contraception, and that's not what they're looking for. They want answers to their questions. So when they go to their mom's doctor, or maybe their mom said, well, I already took you to a pediatrician, this is what we're going to do. Now all of a sudden you've got mother and daughter potentially not communicating and not working together. Why not have an option where people can actually work together, give them a template, give them some information that tells them how important it is to know your female hormone levels and what that means for abnormal periods and cramping and how you can work with it without being on contraception. And now you're an advocate for your daughter, not an adversary.
Ooh, I like that. So well said. So why don't we know about hormones and why is it so important?
Well, they don't even teach hormone and the menstrual cycle. They teach the cycle, but they don't teach you what the normal numbers are for different age groups as you go through your menstrual career. And really what it shows, and it's well done in the book, is that it's kind of a bell curve. And it's a kind of decreased bell curve, but we all have individual variation as we go from adolescence, 20s, 30s, 40s to 50s where we quit. But that is a very different graph woman to woman. So you do need to know what is working for you, which will help explain the symptoms that you may have.
And what's the danger if you don't know that?
Well, most women don't understand or are never told that fibroids are estrogen dominance, that endometriosis is estrogen dominance, that polycystic ovary is actually male over female dominance, but in the female hormone picture, it's really estrogen dominance a lot of the times because women don't ovulate, so there's no progesterone around, and it gives you a breast cancer risk, an ovarian cancer risk, a uterine cancer risk. And women are never told to watch their hormone levels for 20 years before menopause because that's when those women are at high risk for surgical intervention for, you know, infertility or polyps or fibroids or hysterectomies when they may not ever need the hysterectomy in the first place if hormones would have been balanced. And that's not even addressing the cancer issue.
Wow. Can you just imagine how many women wouldn't have to go through or what they've gone through or lose their life because they don't know and they're going down this path blindly?
Correct. And their doctors aren't taught hormone in medical school. So it's not all their fault, but by the same token, the Europeans are way ahead of us in this in that it is following blood levels of female male hormones. And that's only one leg of what I call the hormone chair. There's four hormone groups that need to be balanced, and those four hormone groups are all talking to each other. So if any one of those legs of the chair are not working right or it's a broken leg to that chair, guess what? You're on the floor and you don't even realize how you got there.
So when you get blood work done, you should know and ask about the hormones, right?
Correct. And I have a section in both Blossoming, the adolescent book, and in my second book, which is Full Bloom, all about the perimenopausal, menopausal, postmenopausal women, there's a section in the back that actually talks about how do you talk to your doctor? What are the blood tests that you want to ask them to perform? And if they won't do them or if they're uncomfortable interpreting them, I invite every reader, because I write these books for the patient, not the doctors, I invite every reader to contact me and I'll help.
Wow. So the four hormones, we can't go deep into them, but what are the four hormones?
Well, it'll make sense when I say them. So your female male is one leg, your thyroid with antibodies in case you attack those, your adrenal with how you support your adrenal with vitamin B12, and your insulin, which is what most people never realize is a hormone, with your fasting blood sugar and A1C. So those are the four legs of your chair, critical to know what they are.
Mm-hmm. Wow. When people read Blossoming, what do you hope they take away from that?
That they have just unlocked some of the answers to the questions that they've had about crazy periods, cramping. Is there a family history of endometriosis? Am I at risk? Am I going to have trouble getting pregnant? Why do I have excess hair on my lip? Oh, I can control that with. What is the nutrition and exercise I need to do? And then reading some of the case studies in the book that they may recognize, oh, my gosh, she wrote this about me. I'm this patient that she talked about, the 17-year-old with crazy periods. So I want every woman to be empowered that they can be in control of their own health.
Wow. And for all the men listening out there, wouldn't that be wonderful if they didn't have to lose their significant others, their daughters, to cancer and to other terrible, terrible things that happen or the struggle with pregnancies?
or even lose them to significant PMS 2 weeks out of every month, where they're not the same woman that they thought they married, or, you know. So in other words, hormones can cause a lot of trouble, and it doesn't have to be uber sick trouble, but enough to really interfere with your lifestyle and your day-to-day workings.
Yeah. The you know, we go from blossoming to full bloom. Tell me a little bit more about full bloom.
Full bloom is the journey that women go through from perimenopause, when our hormones are doing this crazy schizophrenic dance in our 40s, to 50s when we quit. We'll get a little funny last hurrah, but women in their 60s and in their 70s are still going to benefit from knowing hormone levels, balancing them so that they can protect themselves from osteoporosis. They can protect themselves from menopausal breast cancer, because nobody tells them that their body fat, especially in their belly, will convert to make estradiol, which is now unopposed, and it's stimulating your breast, and it's going to potentially give you a bad mammogram and even breast cancer over time if you don't know that you can counter it with hormone and check your hormone levels.
Oh, so important. So for both of these books, what do you hope the takeaway is on both of them? That somebody walks away and they say, okay, now we know hormones, now we can control it. Thank you so much, Doc. This has been amazing, I would imagine, as one of them. But what else?
Women need to be in charge of their own health care. We are only important to the healthcare system when we make money for them, when we have babies, when we have surgery. Women get to their menopausal age and they are told, well, this is what my mother was told, there's nothing else I can take out of you surgically anymore, so have a good life. You don't need to come back to my office. What?
Wow.
What? That just dismissed that woman, my mother, to, you're 50 years old, get out of here. You aren't important to me anymore. Unless you have cancer, oh, then come back. But wait a minute. That's not what we are looking for. We're looking for best health and best preventive health. So we as caregivers to our family, to our extended family, so we can continue to do what we love to do best, do our job, love our family, love our life. So why shouldn't every woman be empowered to know how to talk to their doctor, how to actually do what it takes to know where their health is?
What's wrong with that? Well, boy, that's it. You said it right there. What the medical system has done to so many women and how you're trying to really change that. And thank goodness that you're out there. For you, what was it like to get this done, get it in print, put everything you knew into it? It has to feel good.
This has been something that when I'm trying to explain to a patient what their hormone levels mean, time, you know, every 3 months to 3 months, and we're making sense of it, I'll tell them, you can listen to everything I say, or you can actually put this in your library, pick it up, put it down, pick it up, put it down, and this will make sense. And what I find is patients saying to me, I need 3 copies of your book. I need it for my sister and for her sister-in-law and my best friend. And they have their own little mini book clubs on this, and they sit and they talk about it, because women will chat. They will talk about what's going on in their life, and they will share to see, well, if this is what I'm going through, how about you? Well, what a wonderful way to help answer some questions and find out. And we don't want our adolescents going to Dr. Google to find out their burning answers to their questions, because they may not go the right places and they may get information that is actually leading them down a wrong pathway.
Well, Victoria Monluck, you are a treasure. Pick up these books and give them to the people that you love. You can get them on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Thank you.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You're going to love our next guest. He's in our virtual green room right now. Check out the name of his book, How My Heavenly Mother Saved Me from the Hellish Nuns. She was an artist, bon vivant, and devilish troublemaker. She distrusted politicians, clergy, and anyone wearing a robe, even on Halloween. And there is this little footer on the front of the book. It cracked me up. If you survived Catholic school, for heaven's sake, this book is for you. Jake McGuire joins us here on Author's Corner as part of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. So let's talk about, first of all, your background, because you have such a fascinating background. Before we dig into the book, we have to tell people, look, you've written 15 books. A lot of them are really cool coffee table books. You've been part of successful launches. You've been a photographer. You work for the National Enquirer. Give us some little nuggets of your background.
Well, sure. I've been in journalism basically all my life, and I started off the Little Arlington News in Arlington, Virginia. And the way I got the job was I walked in and talked to the publisher, and he wasn't hiring me, but I said, tell you what, I'll work free for 30 days, and if you like my work, you can hire me. If not, we can just part with friends. 30 days later, he says, you're on.
Wow. So that was pretty thrilling to start off that way, right?
Well, exactly, because a lot of people want to be a photographer at a newspaper or whatever. It's pretty competitive, but if you can talk your way in and offer something for free and doesn't cost them anything, you're kind of a shoo-in.
Yeah, you are kind of a shoo-in. So one of the interesting things that happened, and I just briefly mentioned this, and we could do hours on this, but the National Enquirer, what happened there?
Well, it was many years ago. I was working with the Little Arlington News and saw an ad in Editor and Publisher, which, you know, goes to the newspaper business, and says the National Enquirer wants 6 photographers to travel the world. If you have a passport, you know, send us 5 of your best pictures. I did, and I said, you're hired. And I went down to this, so they were in Lantana, Florida at the time. They may still be there. And they sent me around the country. I had the flying saucer detail.
Did you ever see any flying saucers?
Well, no, I actually never saw a flying saucer, but you might know, Kate, that the credibility doesn't go on the newspaper, but it goes on the witness. So, for example, the Enquirer would never say UFO battle takes place over Mississippi, but rather they say dozens witness UFO battle over Mississippi. So, of course, when I went down to the Mississippi River, they all had a bottle of Jim Beam in one hand and I.W. Harper in the other, and, of course, they saw a flying saucer.
We're going to dive into stories that are in the book, but I absolutely want all of you to stay tuned to find out how Jake's mother came back to visit him from the grave. I can't wait to hear that. Boy, in dealing with the nuns, there's so much in your book that just makes you, I think, laugh out loud. And one of the stories that you tell is about what was it like to be a left-hander, and what did the nuns do when they found out you were left-handed? What happened there?
Well, actually, some religions worldwide, they look at being a left-hander as a work of the devil, and that includes the Catholic Church for many years. If not, they still may still do it. But anyways, I came home from first grade one day, and my knuckles on my left hand are bleeding. My mother said, what happened to you? I said, well, Sister Mary Margaret whacked me with a ruler a couple of times because I used my left hand. She was trying to make me right-handed. Of course, my mother dropped everything, ran to the convent, and gave the nuns hell. And so I stayed a left-hander.
Good for your mom. And you say that. I mean, that's in the title of your book. She was there. She just trusted, you know, the clergy. You say that. It's the politicians, anyone wearing a robe, and ha-ha, even on Halloween. What was your mom like?
Well, she was very gracious and refined and very dignified, but she was an artist and had this wicked sense of humor. And actually, I learned my sort of ways of the world, not from my father, but from my mother. She, from when we were little kids, she taught us to play tricks on the neighbors and all kinds of fun stuff. For example, one year we had, as a neighbor, it was very fundamental neighbors for Halloween. They said their kids were only allowed to be, for Halloween, they could only be biblical characters. So what did my mother do? She dressed up my two sisters in the evil-looking black outfit and painted a cardboard box white and put me in it. And we went off to visit the neighbors to trick-or-treat. And guess what the little McGuire children were? We were Sodom, Gomorrah, and a pillar of salt.
Oh, I bet that they got a lot of laughs out of that.
Oh, yeah,
definitely a wicked sense of humor. Tell us some other stories from the book, because there's so many. We're not going to tell everyone everything. You can get the book on Amazon, but give us some more.
Sure, yeah. Of course, the nuns are not all, I can't say all nuns are horrible, but the idea of the book is, it's really a book dedicated to mothers and all the troubles mothers have and raising their children and the difficulties and the dangers and so forth and so on. So it just has a sharp focus on the nun, hence the title. But the, not all nuns, of course, are wicked. Some are quite angelic. But, yeah, these stories were, one little child in one of my classes, he wanted to go to the bathroom. The nuns wouldn't let him, so he peed in his pants, and I thought that was very mean.
Ooh, you know, the bathroom pass, the hall pass.
Yes.
And I think there's people that can relate to this. And you know, Jake, I've talked about this. I've mentioned this to you on the air that, I went to Catholic school, and even at one point, I played the Virgin Mary, and I was in such a hot costume, I got sick. And you know, it was, it was a fleeting moment for me, just probably 10 minutes to play the Virgin Mary, but it was exciting, right? So we have that in common about, Catholic school. And that's why I like what you say on the cover. Like I said, if you survive Catholic school, for heaven's sake, this book is for you. So as you said, I mean, there are wonderful things that have happened, but there are so many funny things that happened as well. What was it that motivated you to write the book?
Well, my mother passed a number of years ago, and she was such a good part of my life and such a had such a good influence on me, and I like to write. My first 6 or 7 coffee table books published since about 2004, or coffee table, but picture books. But then I like to write, too, so I decided, why don't I get into more writing? And so I wrote books really dedicated to my mother. However, it's really dedicated to all mothers who, you know, go through the hardship and dedication raising the children. So I think all mothers can identify with it, and that's why I'm promoting it for as a Mother's Day gift. Everybody's got a mother, an aunt or a grandmother or somebody who's even a young person in the family is a new mother. And so it's a great gift for anybody who is in motherhood. And if they haven't been in motherhood for a long time, if they're a new mother, they can get some insight and wisdom to take it and run with it.
Yeah, it is a perfect Mother's Day gift. Absolutely. So another story that you talked about, and I think a lot of children can relate to this, a lot of adults can relate to it too, is the story about the turtle. Tell us about that, because you live near a forest.
Yes. My mother always encouraged us to be kind to animals, of course. So I found a box turtle in our yard one day, and I thought, well, where can I put it in the safe? And I figured I better not put it in the refrigerator. It might freeze. So I put it under my mother's covers in her bed, and she had a comforter, which was kind of lumpy, so it didn't quite show. And so when she went to bed, she tucked herself in, and about 30 seconds later, I heard this blood-curdling scream and a big thud on the floor. I think she dove off the bed head first. It's a turtle scratching with those big scaly claws.
I would scream too. There's no doubt about it. All right, we want to tell everyone again that the book is How My Heavenly Mother Saved Me from the Hellish Nuns. She was an artist, bon vivant, and devilish troublemaker. She distrusted politicians, clergy, and anyone wearing a robe, even on Halloween. And again, that fabulous footer, If You Survived Catholic School, for heaven's sake, this book is for you. And as Jake said, it's great for mothers, and it's a perfect time for this. And we're speaking with Jake McGuire. Jake, you know, I said this at the top, that we wanted to stay tuned for your mother and her return. What happened there?
Oh, yes. My mother, and when she's getting in her older years, I said, Mom, we're going to miss you when you're gone. She said, I'm not going to be gone. She says, I'm going to pay visits from the grave. I said, yeah, Mom, right. So, you know what my mother did? Every day when I came home from school or came home from work, she made a picture on the wall crooked. She said, that's when you know I've been there.
How many crooked pictures have you seen?
I don't live in an earthquake zone, but I have a lot of crooked pictures. She does it often. Hope you don't mind me mentioning, on my website, jakemcguire.com, I have some of my other books. For example, I recently did a book on Washington, D.C. It's called Washington, D.C., The Devil is in the Details. It's a play on words because of congressmen and senators and what have you, always arguing over terms. And so instead of a book of all the big monuments and memorials, a little architectural detail on bridges and buildings and monuments, that sort of thing. The Devil's Washington, D.C., The Devil is in the Details. That's up on Amazon, too.
Great. And then also jakemcguire.com, because they can learn even more about you. And we got to leave with this, because I teased it up a little bit. We talked about the National Enquirer, which is incredible, and some of the other things that you've done. You have to write a book about you, and I guess you're going to do that down the line, huh?
Well, I am. I'm actually about 3/4 through it. It's a book about my memoirs. And interestingly, my memoirs can be any part of your life, where if you have something is your whole life, and you're gone. But anyways, memoirs. So I have these memoirs about living in, visiting, 40 different countries where I either lived there or I had to flee before I got beheaded. It's called The Adventures of a Wayward Photographer.
I love it. All right, Jake McGuire, thank you so much for coming on. Pick up his books. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much, and good day to your audience. Thank you for listening.
Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.